Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex showed here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Talking the big game of the weekend in the NFL. The Tennessee Titans hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Ed Bouchette from The Athletic, who covers the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ed, what's going on, man? Good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks, Joe and Robbie. It's good to be with you.
Ed, the last time we had you on, we spent a whole lot of time talking about COVID. Thankfully, we don't have a ton to talk about on that front today. It's just a purely football discussion. So, number one, we're very thankful for that. But number two, what have you made of this Steelers team so far through five games? What stands out to you about this group there in Pittsburgh?
Well, they're pretty good. I mean, they were good on defense last year and then had the quarterback problem. So that ruined 2019 for them. But with Roethlisberger back, they're a good team. They're balanced on offense, balanced a good defense, can rush the passer, stop the run game. Of course, they're going to be tested again this week. But they have a nice, rounded team to them that they can beat you with your offense or their defense.
So specifically on that passing offense, Ed, how do you think Ben has played this year? How has he changed as a player? And what about the receiving corps? A lot has made it Chase Claypool. And, of course, Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, has been banged up to some extent. But what about the importance of Deontay Johnson in that offense as well?
Well, they have four receivers that are all good young receivers. And I don't know that there's no Antonio Brown on this team, that a guy that's head and shoulders above everybody else. Although Chase Claypool certainly has the talent to eventually be that guy. It's a group that at any time, one can pop up and be the leading receiver. I can't sit here and tell you who that would be from week to week. Last week he went to James Washington early. Juju hasn't had a lot of stats lately, but he could be the next guy. You know, I mean, he did it 2 years ago. Chase Claypool has garnered a lot of the attention because he scored some big touchdowns and four in that one game. But really, they have a tight end. They have actually two decent tight ends, and Eric Ebron and Vance McDonald, veterans who can catch, and they like to throw to James Conner too. And the difference with Ben, he's not throwing interceptions. He's getting rid of the ball quickly, more quickly than he ever has. You know, he's always been one to hold on to it and look for the receivers and even break out of the pocket and throw. But he's been getting rid of it lightning quick, and as a result, the rush isn't getting to him.
Ed Bouchette from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Ed, switching to the other side of the ball, when you look at this Steelers defense, the pass rush they're able to generate, how good they are against the run, is there a weakness with this group that can be exploited that you've seen through the first five games?
Well, they've been getting beat a little bit, 20-yard passes and more. But I think they're trying to solve that problem by not blitzing as much. They were blitzing, and I didn't look at the stats this week, they've been blitzing more than any team in the league, but they cut back on that in their last game against the Browns, and I don't expect them to blitz as much against the Titans because of Derrick Henry. I think you'll see them just, you know, go with the four-man rush for most part. But, you know, they lost Devin Bush, so that's their big weakness coming into Tennessee. Robert Spillane, who played for the Titans, I guess, back in 2018, is now their starting one of their two starting inside linebackers.
Yeah, no, he and Robert Spillane was, you know, really a great story from that camp of 2018. Ended up not being able to stick, but I was really impressed with him. You know, of course, it's preseason football. You'd take it with a grain of salt, but he was a heck of a story, a guy who maximized himself. But yeah, how big from what you've seen of Bush and him of a drop-off is that, Ed?
Well, I haven't seen much of Spillane. We mostly saw him on special teams. He really didn't get into to play linebacker until last week when he got 30 snaps, and he was a thumper. I mean, he drilled a tight end once pretty good, and the question is, can he cover the pass the way Bush did? And Bush was so quick and fast that he was all over the field, and I'm not sure Spillane can play like that, but, you know, that's the way you go. You lose a starter, the next guy up usually isn't as good, and I'm sure Tennessee's going to find that out at left tackle this week as well.
Ed, when you brought up Juju Smith-Schuster earlier, and like you said, the stats are not quite the same, or I think what people may have expected so far in the season. What do you think is going on with Juju Smith-Schuster to cause that, and how close do you think he is to breaking out of that?
Well, you know, he got a lot of stats. I mean, he made the Pro Bowl in 2018, but that's when he was playing with Antonio Brown. And I think people felt when Brown left that Juju was automatically going to be that, you know, that one, that number one receiver. He's not a number one receiver. He's not that guy. He actually is better in the slot. So I don't think there's really anything going on. They're distributing the ball a lot around, and that's just how it's going to be. Now, what do you have, 6 yards in the last game? I mean, that was low, but there's really nothing going on with Juju. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see him, you know, just explode one of these days and be their top guy.
Yeah, my fantasy football team could really use that, Ed, so I'm going to hold you to that.
I even wrote fantasy football people have to hate the Steelers receivers because yeah. You can never tell which one's going to be the guy.
It's almost like the Patriots, right? Like all those years, you're like, Brady will just give
exactly.
It to 9 different people and none of them will have stats. Yeah, you know, a guy we haven't talked about much at all this week, Ed, is James Conner. Really good player, like you said, that he's good coming out of the backfield. How has he looked this year to you?
Well, you know, he's had his injury problems. He's been hurt even his Pro Bowl year in 2018. He missed the last 3 games with a high ankle sprain, and he was hurt last year, a couple different injuries, and this year he hurt his ankle in the opener, and you're going, oh man, here he goes again. But he bounced back from that ankle injury with 2 straight 100-yard games, and he's been running hard, showing no effects of any kind of injury. I think Ben said the other day he's been running as well as he's ever seen him, although, I think 2018 was pretty darn good too. He's mostly an inside guy, you know, but he can get outside. I think he has more speed than Le'Veon Bell did. We rarely saw him break long ones, and Connor can do that. He doesn't have great speed, but he can do that, and they like to throw to him, and, you know, he's been good doing that. So he's been a good back for them so far this year.
Ed Bouchette from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So Ed, obviously Mike Tomlin, one of the longest tenure head coaches in the NFL. How do you think he's been able to adjust and remain competitive year in and year out with this franchise?
Well, he's had Ben Roethlisberger the whole time, so that's been a big help for him. You know, he's a good coach. He really has his finger on things, I think, with the modern football player, if you will. You know, I don't know that Chuck Knoll, for example, could have handled these guys, but Mike knows how to push their buttons, knows when not to push them as well. And he's just a general, overall good football coach. And at times he's maybe not had some of the best assistants, but I think he has them now. He digs in on a defense. You know, that was even though he's a wide receiver in college, his coaching career has been as a secondary coach and defensive coordinator. So he helps out there, and I can't say enough good things about him. I really think he's a good coach.
You know, I think with all that went on with the Titans and all the disruptions, Tomlin was, you know, he was very he had the same consistent message, you know, basically to kind of blow it off and move on. But some guys were upset. I mean, how upset were people, some of the players in that locker room around that team, you know, when they had all of a sudden you got to switch around your off week and, you know, you're expecting to play a game you've been preparing and now it's taken away from you?
Well, the problem these days is we can't get into the locker room. And,
that's right.
So, you know, we do. We miss a lot of that stuff. We only know what they say on Zoom. And a couple guys spoke out against it. So I'm sure there were some, and there were others who were taking Tomlin's message, hey, just play. You can't. There's nothing you can do about it. There's no sense getting worked up about it. You know, I think initially they weren't happy about it, but what are you going to do? That's the way it is. I mean, this whole world is a game of adjustments this year. We're all doing the adjusting, and they have to, too. It's nobody's fault. I mean, maybe Tennessee didn't do something right. I don't know. But, heck, you can get the virus from your kids coming home from school, even though you're doing everything right.
And let's all agree to launch Zoom into the sun when this is all over, right?
Yeah,
enough.
This is not. Yeah, it's tough for guys like us to do that because you ask questions like that. Normally, you know, you work the locker room and you find out things that it's near impossible anymore.
Yep,
that's right. Ed Bouchette from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexford. Ed, thanks for taking time to join us. We really appreciate it and looking forward to the big game on Sunday.
I'm just disappointed we couldn't have done this on Zoom, fellas.
That's right. That's right.
Next time, man.
Next time we'll get that covered.
All right.
That's right. Thanks, Ed. We appreciate it. I'm telling you, better watch out for Zoom. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, but again, like, you know this too. It's like with the Preds, you know, in the postseason, all this stuff, man. You can go around and find stuff out, get your own
stuff.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah. And now it's like, hey everybody, here's a quote on Zoom. Let's all complain as media people, Robbie. Let's
That's what we do here.
That's right.
When we come back, what has made Ryan Tannehill so clutch in this Titans offense? We'll break that down next. This is Robbie and Rexrode on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.